This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, this is RÚV English Radio. My name is Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company today. Very, very exciting day because here in Kópavogur, in Salurin, where I am right now, the Vaka Folk Arts Festival is underway. It will be by the time you hear the conversation. Indeed, the children who are around me just now will have performed, and I guess pretty much opened this festival, this folk arts festival that celebrates living traditions, has done now for 10 years. Celebrating all of that is Josiane from the organization behind this. Welcome back to RÚV English Radio, we should say. Of course, we've had you on the show wearing a different hat, but an exciting day today.
Such an exciting day, and it's a really exciting day just in general for the festival. Like you say, it's been 10 years since the festival was founded. It was originally in Akureyri and then moved to the capital area, but it's also our biggest festival yet, so we've expanded to a week-long programme. So yeah, lots of opening day nerves, but we're really excited for the week ahead.
So it is Monday, as we have our conversation, Monday afternoon. By the time you hear this, as I say, the children standing next to us now, they will have performed. So tell me about these bright, smiling faces and what they'll be singing.
So we're surrounded at the moment by Lausburg, and they are a kindergarten, a leikskóli, and they are a really special group of kids because they are learning in the school traditional Icelandic kvæði, or Icelandic poem songs. And this is a tradition that is one of the areas that Vukafélagið, the organisation behind Vaka Festival, this is a tradition that we're really involved in trying to promote the use of, and one of the obvious ways to do that is get young people involved.
Yes, well, we're going to record one of their songs in about half an hour or so when they actually perform. But let's look ahead to the rest of the event. Starting from tonight, Monday onwards, we're talking about this being a festival of living traditions, of folk traditions. What can we expect?
So I think a really big thing to make clear here is how this is a living tradition, and it's a living tradition that's always in conversation and in context. So while we are quite focused on Icelandic folk culture and arts, and this is folk arts in the broadest sense, so we've got dancing, we've got handicraft, we've got all kinds of ways of looking at
it. So not just music?
Not just music, exactly. It's not just a folk music festival, but a folk arts, folk culture festival. But we're also looking at that within the context and dialogue of an international scene, and also looking at who lives in Iceland. So we have, we've also got a highlight on South American folk music this year. So we have a talk in the library, which is free, which is going to be on South American folk music. And likewise, we have workshops for children on Saturday as part of a whole family day with loads of free workshops for people of all ages and all of these things. But we've got, again, South American folk drumming. Mm. We've also got Icelandic dancing. We've got langspil, which is a specific Icelandic instrument, the use of which has really died out and we're trying to reinvigorate. We've got singing. We've got, all kinds of things.
So there is some kind of cultural exchange going on there, as you say, with those South American folk traditions. Do you think internationally, from what you can tell, there's an interest, maybe an increasing interest in Icelandic folk culture?
Absolutely. I think that there is a desire kind of internationally to look at one's background and one's roots. I think a lot of people are looking both for their kind of heritage, but also for, as people move more and more across the world, both as immigrants, but also as tourists, they're looking to connect with local culture and local experiences. And I think the idea, this kind of in the root of the phrase of a folk music or folk culture, it's music and culture that belongs to the people, and it takes us back to certain roots of like gathering together. It's not necessarily as commercial as other music or cultural experiences you might have. It's about a shared narrative, a shared history, and an opportunity to connect with people around you.
Yes. Now, you and I are both from the UK, from very similar places, actually, not far apart at all if you look at it on a map. Was the history of Iceland something that attracted you to the place? For me, it was everything.
Absolutely, and I think I feel a lot of similarity. I grew up very embedded in, like you say, we're both from the UK, both from the north of Scotland, and I grew up very much part of the local traditional music and culture environment there, and felt so lucky to have had that experience as a young person. And so when I first started having an interest in Iceland, what kind of attracted me there was a lot of similarities in our kind of outlook. I think if you come from a small northern nation with a lot of long, dark nights, you're going to get very into telling stories and singing songs and spending time with people in the house in that way. You've got to keep yourself entertained. So I think that was, for me, the first sort of bridge I saw between the culture that I came from and the culture that I was in. And I think that's a really common experience of immigrants, is to look for the similarities, look for the differences, and explore that exchange. And that's something that we really want to foster at VACA.
Okay, now, in that spirit, is this festival open to anyone, even someone that just happens to be in the country for a few days?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, again, going back to that experience of, you know, tourism grows and grows, but people want more authentic experiences. And so if you happen to be passing through and are in Reykjavik this week, I really encourage you to come along to some of our events. Most of them are free. We have a few paid concerts as well. But it's an opportunity to see something that would be quite different from something that you would see anywhere else in the country at this time.
Now, we're actually in my hometown of Kópavogur at the moment, in Salurin, as I say, which was the first concert hall in the country. Take that, Harper, I guess. But this is one of the venues. Obviously, you've mentioned Reykjavik as well, so this is more than one venue for this festival.
Absolutely, but we have been really lucky this year to be welcomed into Kópavogur with open arms, and we're really appreciative for their support. We've got lots of events happening in Salurin, also next door in the library, and we're also going to be using the youth centre on the Saturday. So on the Saturday, we have this real, like, I want it to feel like a festival. I think people can jump between different buildings. There's a meal in the evening to bring us all together. But we also have the more sort of, you know, quote-unquote serious side of the festival. We finish on the Sunday with the symposium, a Málþing, as it would be called in Icelandic, where we'll be having academic researchers really dive into the meat of these subjects, and so we can push the needle forward and learn from these experiences as well, and take the conversation forward for the next year.
So each of these festivals builds on the previous one?
Exactly. We want this to be within a context, within a scene, not just a flash in the pan event. And like I said, we're also setting this up to be at an international standard, because there are folk culture festivals all over the world, and I don't see why Iceland shouldn't have one as well.
Now, I don't know about you, but thinking back to when I was at school, performing maybe as a kid, as a very young kid, on whatever stage happened to be available at the time, I was pretty nervous before such performances. I'm looking at the faces of the children about to perform in a few minutes. Not a trace of nerves on their face.
Not at all. I think these kids are so used to it. And there's also so many of them, and this is one of the wonderful things that I think you can learn from an event like this, is the joy of singing with your peers. It's so much fun.
So just remind us then, the children who are here, obviously not their first rodeo, as you say, they're used to singing these songs, they learn about these songs.
Yeah, and that's a part of their program in their kindergarten in Lausburg. And we would love to see this extended into other schools and kindergartens, and, you know, just to see Iceland embracing its own heritage and using it as a tool for learning and exchange, increasing the diversity of the folk culture that they engage with, and making it accessible to all.
Well, the children are about to sing a variety of songs. We're going to record one of those in just a few minutes, so let's head through. In fact, they're on their way just now. See if we can steal a march on them and get through before they actually start singing. This particular performance will be taking place in the, not in the main hall, but in the foyer. Just beyond reception.
I think that's a really nice space for it as well, because there's space for formal experiences within this festival, but we also want to make it feel open and easy, and, you know, not everything needs to be done on a big stage. It can be done in a space like this.
And I'm not sure we'll get a seat, even for one of the organisers. We're going to struggle here to get a seat, aren't we? Which is a good sign.
It's really full. Lots of mums and dads out to support, which is fantastic, but I think we can sneak in the front.
Okay. Can we? I'll take your word on that.
Byrjum þá á siglingavísum eftir Herdísi Andrésdóttur.
There is more from RÚV English with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. RÚV English Radio is daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.